time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm just fine, thank you. It's a chilly one out there this morning.
Yeah, it's very cold. It's about as cold as it's been, I think, this year so far.
It snowed yesterday.
Yes, it did.
Didn't like that either. Thank goodness it didn't snow very much.
Brace yourself, I guess.
Yeah, well, just fooling myself, right? Keep telling yourself, it's not going to happen anymore. It'll be 70 again next week. Wrong. It's almost Christmas. What are we thinking? Brett's in with us this morning as we get things going today. He'd like to tell us about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Before I do my ad, I'd like to announce that Camlin Plumbing and Heating will be closed Saturday for the funeral of Kenny Gipple. Emergency on-call will also be down at that time so our employees can attend the funeral. There is a fine balance to getting humidity levels in your home so that the air isn't too moist or too dry. Do you have dry, itchy skin, dry throat, irritated nasal passages, or static electric shocks? If so, this can be a sign that the humidity in your home is too low. Too little moisture in the air can make your home feel colder, even at normal temperatures. With a Lennox Healthy Climate Humidifier, Camlin Plumbing and Heating can bring those humidity levels up for optimal comfort. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan to add this comfort back into your home.
We have a guest joining us here in the studio this morning. We're going to talk about a walk through a winter wonderland. Lots of things going on this weekend in Oneida to get the Christmas season really moving. Tammy Williamson joins us this morning, and she's going to tell us all about it. Tammy, how are you?
I am very good. A little cold outside today. So.
Yeah, it's getting that time now. We're getting to feel that it's the Christmas feel now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Enough of that warm weather, I guess. Huh? Time to get serious. We're going to have snow before we know it, too. Probably a lot of fake snow around this weekend, too, as folks walk through a winter wonderland. You got a lot of things planned. You've done this for a number of years through the different organizations in the community, and it seems like there are a few little things here and there that get changed a little bit year to year, but a lot of the basics kind of stay the same, don't they?
Yeah, I think we try to keep it similar. That way everybody kind of knows what to expect. This year we've kind of added some new in just to kind of, you know, try to get more of the community and surrounding communities over and, you know, just kind of see what's going on and have a little, you know, cheer, I guess, before the holidays.
Of course, why change a good thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you get a lot of folks that come from outside Oneida to enjoy the events, too?
Yeah, we really do. We do get a lot of Atlantic people that do come over. We do get our Adair groups that come over. Just a lot of surrounding community come over and help us, you know, partake in it and all that. So it's kind of nice to see all the new faces that come through every year.
Well, a lot of these activities are going on this Sunday, December the 4th. Should we talk about some of those?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What do you have going on? Now, I know some merchants get involved in some of this stuff, too, right?
Yeah, we do. We actually have one of our new businesses opened just the other day, Twisted. That's going to be, she just started cutting hair the other day. That's Marlene Hansen. She used to have Alley Cuts in Wyota, and she's just doing her open house this weekend, so that's kind of exciting for us as well.
Okay, so some things to look for there, and I know there are some other open houses and things going on at some different places, but let's talk about some of the other activities that are going on. I guess the focus always when you're going to talk about Christmas time would be on kids, and you have lots of things for the kids.
Yeah, this year we do have our normal that we try to do at the fire station. We'll have Santa Claus there. We'll have the gift drawings for them, or they can put their name in a drawing, and we draw that at 7. A lot of things that we're doing through our ACE Club, which is actually our Oneida Citizens for Education. It's our elementary group. We go pretty strong on this just to get, you know, the extra to help out there on the activities that they can't afford. You know, this year at the fire station, we're doing, like, sugar cookie decorating. We're doing handprint peppermint keepsakes. We got picture frames that we normally do. We decorate Christmas bulbs for decorating. They can put their names on the outside. Tattoos and, you know, a couple other things probably along that line for the kids there. And that's at the fire station with Santa. Pictures, you know, are available there. You know, we are having this year everybody just bring their own cameras and, you know, take your own pictures that way.
Sure. Well, and I know there are a lot of different types of things that are really, and most of these things really are family type events. There really aren't a lot of things that are just for kids or just for the parents. You kind of encourage a family atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely. We want the family. We want the parents to come out with the kids. That's what it's all about. You know, bring your grandparents, you know, have them come out for a fun night. So.
Yeah, well, the fun, I guess it comes in different ways this time around. You can enjoy things like hay rides.
Yep.
Bill, got somebody doing that
Yeah,
for
Bill
you?
Brenton, faithfully every year with his tractor without a cab on, is always faithfully, you know, taking the kids around. And we have kids that'll sit on there the whole time for 2 hours, ride the hayride. They just love it. Bill does a good job. We appreciate, you know, that time because it is kind of chilly. But, you know, dress warm for the hayrides, you know, gloves, mittens, scarves, everything you need for that. So.
Sounds like Bill's taking one for the team.
Yeah, he really does. I don't know if he has a choice or not for Mary, but he does.
I think it's a little chilly out there sometimes.
Oh, yes.
Well, we hope the weather stays nice here through this weekend so that you get a lot of these things in, because a lot of it's really based on outdoors. There are some indoor things, but, you know, a lot of the walking stuff is going to happen outdoors for folks. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of folks are pretty good about the live nativity scenes, the displays and things that they do. Folks put a lot of effort into this.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, it takes them, I think they have to plan for quite a bit throughout the year to get everything down. I mean, that's a big part. They moved the time up on that this year. It's at 3:30, so that's always something that starts everything out. So.
Okay. Well, maybe we should go through the list here, because it's a pretty substantial list of things that are going on, and we probably better go fairly much in chronological order here,
okay,
otherwise we're all going to get lost.
Absolutely.
But we've talked about a few of these things so far, but the day gets started really in the middle of the afternoon and continues into the evening.
Yeah, I think everything gets started about 3:30, about done about 7:30. So it's a good afternoon full, early evening full. So, and then the luminaries end everything out later throughout the night. So,
okay. Now, we should mention, too, this holiday hustle. Now, this is a special event for folks who like to get the blood moving.
Absolutely. It's kind of a fun. It's a 5K run, or it's a 1 mile walk. Registrations on that is at the community center from 3:30 to 4:15. The run starts at 4:30. It's just kind of a nice, the runs for your more serious people. The walk, we have a lot of family-oriented that come in and they dress up. You'll see Santa Claus running through, elves following, different things like that. We get a lot of community support outside that come in and dress up and have it a fun time. So,
very good. So, and that gets, again, the registration, 3:15 is when they'll get all that kind of stuff going there, too. And then the run itself actually gets started at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yes.
So you have a chance to kind of get yourself loose and ready to go once you get started there. Now, we mentioned some of those open houses. Vicky's Cut and Curl and the Rusty Razor will have open houses during the afternoon. But the live nativity scenes out at the Anita Livestock Auction Barn, are a lot of people participating?
Yeah, we have a lot of people that do participate in that, go out and watch, and then they, you know, can come back in and make it for the rest of everything else starting.
Okay, now that's not for a very long time, so
no,
you're going to want to get there on time.
Yeah, you want to be there right at 3:30 because it's only about half hour, 40 minutes. But it's if you haven't been there, it's just something nice to go to. I mean, it's plus, you know, it's not maybe going to be as cold there as the rest of the activity, so it's just something you can get in and see.
Okay, and then now there's an open house at the public library there, too, and right across the way at the community center, there'll be plenty of things going on throughout the day, so it's kind of a good central location.
Yeah, it is really. The community center, especially this year, we got something new. We've got our wine tasting. So we have a Dale Valley Winery from Stewart. They're going to come over and they're going to do that. That's something new. As well as going back to the open house really quick at Vicky's Cut and Curl. She's having some crafters coming in. Sarah Storm, Stacey Bell, and her mom are coming over. And if you haven't seen Sarah Storm's pictures that she paints or holiday things she paints on windows, chairs, I mean, you really need to come over and see that. Awesome, really, really good Christmas gifts.
Very good. Well, I know one of the things, too, that you do that that's kind of neat is to get some of the other organizations involved. The Boy Scouts, the Legion Hall will be used for things, too. I mean, there are other groups and organizations that get involved in this.
Oh, yeah. Every year, you know, it's nice. The Boy Scouts, they have a bake sale, and they raise money for camps that come up. The Cub Scouts knew this year we're going to do s'mores in the park over open fires, and that's, you know, sell some hot chocolate, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the luminaries people look forward to every year. This is a long-standing tradition.
Yeah, and I can't even tell you how many years, honestly. As long as I remember being young, it's always been a standard there. So I know Gary Miller has taken over that through the high school. He, some of his kids up there help get everything. They were doing that today, actually. Had to bring them up candles, and they're getting ready to get all the luminaries set for Sunday. So it's great that he can get his kids participating in that for community service, everything through our community. So,
so it's not just individual homeowners that are doing this.
No, the luminaries are. You know, we collect all those milk jugs every year. They get sanded down into candles, and Gary Miller does a great job with that with all of his kids at the high school.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it really is. But, you know, if everybody would come involved in it, it makes it much easier for everybody, and it goes very smoothly.
Sure. Now, this is from 5 to 9 on Sunday evening, and it's on Chestnut Street. For those who aren't from Anita, can you tell them where Chestnut Street is?
Chestnut Street is at the corner of Rolling Hills Bank, and you're going to be going up north.
Perfect. All right. So easy to find. In fact, it'll be real easy to find. It'll look like an airport runway.
It really will be.
So it'll really look nice when you wander through there. Turn your lights off. Drive slow and enjoy. That's a good time. Now, the walk through a winter wonderland is a kind of a combination of things down Main Street.
Yeah, we have live scenes in some of the windows. We have singing scenes. We have Christmas trees that are going to be down there. And just some of the business open house with cookies or cider, you know, something warm to keep you going throughout the route down Main Street.
Sure. Now, they need a child care center is working on raising some funds, too. They have a quilt raffle going on.
Yeah, they have a quilt raffle that's going on. You can buy their $5 bag, which is like your bread mixes that they're selling. When I was just counting this morning, this is their third annual silent auction they do at the Girl Scout building. And I was counting this morning, and they're over like 50 items, I mean, that they're doing for silent auctions, from Iowa Cubs games, Barnstormer games, bowling, 15 tons of road rock. I mean, so it's for the guys and for the girls, you know, anything you can think of. I mean, there's really a lot of things here.
Wow, yeah, we've really kind of talked about some of the other things. The Scouts will be doing some s'mores and things in the Bandshell Park, the hay rides, and the Twisted Salon. They'll have that open house and things, too. And you mentioned some of the things the Ace Club is doing with the crafts, and they'll be taking food pantry donations. Santa will be around there, so bring your lists with you.
Absolutely.
Bring the cameras with you, too, at the fire station. But, you know, through all of this, you know, you think about Christmas time, you think about the sights and the smells, but you also think about the sounds.
Yeah, the sounds. That's something new that we're doing this year. From 5 to 6, we're going to have music playing in the park to kind of hopefully echo downtown a little bit. But we're going to do some live Christmas music this year. Cindy Nichols from the CAM Music at the high school, she's going to bring down a group of kids that are going to sing for a little bit. You know, Judy Rudolph, me, myself, Chrissy Kinsey. I mean, we're going to have a group that are going to be singing down live Christmas music. So I always say, you know, bring a chair. It might be chilly. Bring a little blanket. You know, sip on some cider or hot chocolate and just kind of enjoy the music. So
very good. Well, that'll add to the atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's going on. I'm sure there'll be a candy cane or two popping around down
place,
too. So good time there. Now, I know you've had some raffles going on, too, for some things, from some bigger dollar items that will be given away that night.
Yeah, we do have some that are going to be given away in the fire station for the kids' drawings. Also, we are doing a raffle for a 32-inch flat screen LG TV. Town and Country just starting. You know, we're doing that as kind of our fundraiser this year. As well as, you know, got the good old Scrooge contest also. So we can't forget that. So we have some good participants for that this year. So it'll be kind of fun.
Well, good. Well, it's always tough to get started with these types of things. But you've got a good long tradition of these types of activities going on to help raise some funds for the groups and things. It takes money to get started. And that's really what all this is for.
Yeah.
Any money that's raised is going to go toward the betterment of the community.
It is. It is. Even just like the Run Club, you know, this year. With them doing the Holiday Hustle through the Wellness Center, that money is going to go back towards the Wellness Center, and that's going to help with different programs that we do for the elderly, for the young, for the kids, for everybody there. So,
sure. Well, if you're able to raise a little bit of money and folks can have a good time doing
Absolutely.
It, how can you beat that?
Absolutely, and it's a fun night, so definitely come out if you can.
You bet. Now, there's also some food.
Yeah, besides the wine tasting, cheese and crackers at the community center, just the soup supper that the Legion does. I mean, that's going to be, you know, from 5 o'clock until they run out. And that's always something that's very, like, that's usually a standing line. You know, get in, get your stomachs, you know, full, get them warm before you come out and enjoy the rest of the day. So that does kind of also start out the night as well. But then ladies can really cook, so...
Cold weather and soup go together.
Absolutely.
Very good. And a lot of fellowship time then, too. So very good. Sounds like you got a lot of good things planned.
Yeah, and there is one more thing. I know the Congregational Church in Anita, they always have their cookie walk, and they always advertise for it this year. And that's when the ladies, the men, they get together, do their homemade cooking for their cookies and their bars and their candy. And that's going to be the next weekend. So that's going to actually be December 10th. And so that's something where, you know, if you're busy for the holidays and you can't get in, they have their buckets. You go in, there are hundreds of cookies. I mean, thousands probably of cookies. You go in, you pick what you want in your bucket, you know, you go, you stick it in the freezer, and then you've got your holiday cooking. So them ladies and the men, they work really, really hard, and they're the best cookies that you can also buy. So definitely come over for that on December 10th.
Very good. Help them raise a little funds,
Absolutely.
Too, for the things
And it's
that
a good cause.
In.
I mean, it's good. You want to get there. And it starts, I think, at 8 o'clock, runs 8 to noon that day. So
very good. So it seems like just about everybody's got an opportunity to get involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the more the merrier, I guess you can say.
Well, and it's nice to see it on Sunday, too. There's so many things are going on Saturday around the region, too. It's nice to see some Sunday activities for folks to enjoy after they get finished with church and family time during the day, too.
Absolutely.
So, wonderful. So make sure you swing on by and enjoy a walk through a winter wonderland in Oneida this Sunday, December the 4th. Lots of things going on, as we mentioned. We could go through the list again, but it's plentiful. Just wander into the town, park the car. You don't have to walk very far, and you can enjoy a lot of the things. Later, you'll get back in the car and enjoy the luminaries and stuff that's going on, too. You'll have a good time. Tammy, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Hope to see everybody there.
And we hope you get a chance to enjoy that again Sunday, December 4th, as they walk through a winter wonderland in Oneida. I need to turn things back over to Brett one more time so he can tell us more about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Thanks, Jim. Instead of a thought of the day today, I would like to express our thoughts and wishes to the Kenny Gipple family from all of the employees at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Kenny had worked for Camblin since 1993 after semi-retiring from W.R. Grace. Kenny was a very knowledgeable person and with very good people skills. We will all miss Kenny, and I will value the time that I spent with him. I realize that there will never be anybody to replace his expertise, mannerisms, and professionalisms. God rest his soul.
All right. Thank you, sir. And just a reminder again, too, that Camblin's will be closed on Saturday, tomorrow, so that the employees can attend Kenny's funeral. Very good. I want to thank Tammy for spending a little time with us. Tammy Williamson telling us all about the happenings this weekend in Oneida as they get ready to go. Brett, as always, thanks a lot for coming by. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.